Good morning and welcome to City Beat. Today we are brought to you by the City of Maysville, and it's always a pleasure to have in the studio Heather Wheeler, Programming Coordinator with the Mason County Public Library. And Heather, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're into March now. It's hard to believe that March, but
I know.
This new year, 2024, just flying by.
It really is, and we are getting jam-packed with the programming we're offering. Really some fun new things coming up on the calendar in March.
And, of course, in March, usually spring pops up, but you never know with the weather here in Kentucky.
Exactly.
But more activities outside for you all, and to get outside, breathe some fresh air, and have some fun programs.
We are trying. We've got a really new kids program coming up on March 13th called Leaf Friends. This month, they're going to focus on soil, and Macy's going to come down from the extension office, and we have fun soil testing kits, so we're going to learn all about everything outside, and we're going to probably spend 30 to 45 minutes outside and then another 30 to 45 minutes inside. So really try to get those kids outside now that the weather's starting to break.
And of course, every Thursday at 10:30, you have story time. You bring back story time in the park.
Oh my gosh, yes. It was a huge hit last year, so we're keeping the same schedule. Second Thursday of every month from March through October, we will be in a different park. We're kicking off our first one on the 14th at Cummins, and our theme is going to be spiders, and we're going to learn all about spiders. The story walk will be up and running. We're going to have a cute little Mrs. Spider book in it. It's adorable. She's going to teach us our ABCs. And then, of course, the extension office is going to pop in with some of their fun spider facts and actual spiders. But don't worry, they'll be in little cages, so you don't have to touch it if you don't want to.
And along with story time at the park, you have story time with Clifford.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, it's Read Across America, so Miss Rachel had to get Clifford here, and he is going to be at story time on the 7th at 10:30, and then he'll probably make a few other appearances. You never not quite know where he might pop up around town.
Speaking of the extension office, you all have a couple classes with them this month.
Oh my gosh,
with the Master Gardeners Association.
Yes, absolutely. We're kicking off the 4th with the best flowers for growing cut flowers. That's with our Master Gardeners. Then we're going to pick up the extension office on the 13th with the mini uses of beeswax. And they did do a similar program there, but ours is going to be a little bit different. Plus, I have 2 giveaways. So you're going to want those. They're pretty cool. And then on the 19th, we're going to have the Master Gardeners back in for teaching us all about our gardening tools and how to sharpen them and care for them, because it's that time. It's time to break them out of storage.
Of course, every month you all try to create new classes and programs. You all keep some same programs each month, but each month you try to add new in.
Yes, we do. We try to bring in some new ones. And we also go what's going on in the area, plus what's going on in nature and the world. And you might have heard of this little thing called the eclipse happening.
I think so. I think I've heard about it.
Just a wee bit. Well, we're going to have the Cincinnati Observatory down on the 25th at 4:30, and that's for everyone. And they are going to teach us what an eclipse is. We're going to see some really cool things. We're actually going to have a few programs with them this summer that you are not going to want to miss.
Sneak peek.
Yes. Oh, yes. I got an email from Miss Natalie today because we're going to try to book 2 more, because you know me. More is always better. But it's just going to be really fun. It's going to give us a little knowledge, and we're going to have a little fun so we know what's happening when April the 8th rolls around.
We mentioned the programs on the 4th, but on the 5th, you have sensory time at 10:30 starting off.
Yes, and that is a fun little time for any kid. You don't have to be on the spectrum or anything, but just any child that wants to come in. And we have lots of different textures available, lots of different stimming items, so that way, and there's the lights can be dimmed, the noise level is down. Like, it's just a really nice time for our kids in the library, and they're in a safe kind of small, they're in the programming room, so it's a safe small area where they can just kind of run and be.
And you all do a good job of diversifying your events with crafts and stuff for the kids as well. On that day, on the 5th, you have a fuzzy bunny wreath craft.
Yes, that's for our adults. I have a metal bunny form, and we're going to wrap him in the softest, chunky white yarn, and he's going to have a little flower on his wreath and little carrots. And I even went a little further because I don't know how not to be extra, but we have the cutest little pink gingham fabric. It's going to go behind his ears. Because, you know, I just can't do yarn all the way around. We have to have a little fun.
And, of course, always a favorite in the community and at different restaurants and places is trivia. And yes. You're bringing trivia to the library.
We are. We are kicking it off with our teens. We figured they would be the best crowd to break into the trivia world with. So we're going to have a teen trivia night, blockbuster edition, on the 6th. So it's going to be like movies. We figure they should do pretty good at that. Right. It's going to be interesting to see how they team up.
And who doesn't like trivia?
I love it. I'm excited about it. And I said, Miss Amanda, you got to figure this out so that I can do it with my adults.
Let's see. And, of course, every Friday is Ready Player at 3:30 to 5.
Yes.
How do they sign up for that?
That is a walk-in. They just show up. They don't have to sign up for it. They can get off the bus at the library and come right in, and Ready Player will start at 3:30, and it runs to 5 because some of our buses drop off a little later.
And our club at 3:45, that includes a little artistic and creativity to the classes as well.
Yes, yes. Miss Rachel leads that, and she does it with our littles all the way up to our tweens, and they have so much fun. And these kids are truly talented. Like, they've done self-portraits, they've done Van Gogh, they've done Monet. So they're learning classics, and they're learning different techniques without realizing they're learning it. And they have a lot of fun expressing themselves.
And each month you have a teen takeout box, and if you want to, those become available on the 11th. Yes. If you want to detail what's in those teen takeout boxes and how do you get those?
Yes, those are for our teens, and they just have to check out one YA book, so one young adult book, and then they can get a teen box. And a teen box is going to have a book they can keep. It's going to have a craft. It's going to have a snack or a pop, and then a bookmark or something else in it. And they go really fast. Everybody really loves them.
And on the 13th, we already hit on the many uses of beeswax with the extension office at 4 p.m. But at 5 to 6 and at 4, we have improv night and leaf friends.
Yes, exactly. So our teens are jumping back into improv night, and they always have so much fun. And even if you hadn't been to the ones that we've done before, come out to this one. I promise you're not going to be behind. It'll be so much fun. And our leaf friends is going to be soil testing and all kinds of fun things like that.
On the 16th, listing at the library.
Yes, that is led by our director, Miss Alexa. And that is for, it's bullet journaling, but with memories and lots of ephemera and beautiful pages. And you just have a lot of fun with it. I do that one. I come in on my day off and do that one because I enjoy it so much.
And of course, I want to touch on all these classes are free. So if you're worried about cost, don't worry about it. It's all free, paid for.
Yes. And the journal, you get the journal, you get all the ephemera, you get all the tools you need, the pens, everything. You have use of all of that for the class. So you just have to bring yourself.
On the 20th, Welcome House, 1 to 3.
Yes. That is Welcome House Incorporated that works with our homeless situation in town and works with people in housing crises or anything like that. They are going to be set up in our main library from 1 to 3, and that will be a continuing thing. So every third Wednesday, they're going to be there. You can come in and speak to them, see what they're about. If you are in need of housing or in need of one of their services, they'll take you into one of our private rooms, do your paperwork, and everything like that. So I think it's going to be a really nice service. It's just nice to have them set up. And for that matter, anybody in town that runs anything like that, we're absolutely open to that. Like, we want to be that service.
There's so many people that you all partner with each month. It's like the Master Gardener Extension Office. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's just so many things going on.
There is, absolutely. It never ceases to amaze me how much we have going on and how much more we want. Because
there's more room.
Yes, there's absolutely. We have so much room. We have so many tables. We can fill them all up. It's fine. If you saw our little We Love the Library video, it was just beautiful. I mean, it really, when we saw the final product, it brought a little tear to our eye because we know what we're trying to do. But to see that other people are seeing it, I think really hits home to us. So we definitely want more.
Monday, we already touched on the observatory, but a jam-packed Monday 25th.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. We're, of course, every Monday we do Montessori Monday. So that will be at 10:30 in the morning. Then our teens have their sticker party from 4 to 5. And then our kids and our tweens have their constructed at 4 p.m. and then the observatory at 4:30. And that's starting to be a typical day for us. There's always coming and goings in classes, so.
Always a staple throughout the month, meal planning with Heather, and meal planning at 4.
Yes, and it is fun. In February, we did soups, and we talked about different ways to freeze your soups, because, you know, you can't, I've never managed to make a small batch of soup.
Not possible.
No, it always ends up with half of it in the freezer. So, and this coming month for March, we're going to be talking about dehydration. So the different types of dehydration, that you just don't have to dehydrate your pineapple. You can spice it up. There's different recipes, and then you can dehydrate. And you don't have to have a fancy dehydrator. You can use your oven. I promise it works.
And then a recent addition is Tabletop Tuesdays.
Yes, and that is going fabulously. That Tabletop Games has been focusing on Dungeons & Dragons. They're having so much fun. They've built their characters. I think, I don't really understand Dungeons & Dragons, but they have had a ball with it. And don't worry, if you haven't attended one, you're worried you don't have a character, they have that covered. They have pre-done characters that have been following along, so you can just pop right in and be right in the middle of it, and you'll be fine.
We said, who doesn't like trivia? Who doesn't like bingo?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And it is family bingo. So I don't want you to worry that you're going to, if you bring your kiddos, that you're going to disturb some of my single retirees that come. They absolutely love it. It is so much fun. I feel like some of my little babies in the library have been raised. I mean, some of them learned to walk in my bingo. So, yes, so they still all come, and it's really cute because I'll do a call, and they'll repeat it, and everybody just giggles. It's so much fun.
And, of course, you all have some exciting news at the library. You all unveiled a new website and logo as well.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Just a complete rebrand. Definitely more more fitting our style, more fitting inclusivity, just bring everybody together. And our website is absolutely phenomenal. If you remember our poor little website, I hope you didn't ever try to use it on your phone. This one is tablet and phone compatible. It fits beautifully. All of our calendars on there, so you can see everything happening. If you need to register for an event, it is on the calendar. You can do it straight from there. If you want to book one of our rooms, you can do it on the calendar. If you want to submit a volunteer form, you can do it. If you have a question, you can send it on the website. I'm kind of obsessed with it. It's just fabulous. It looks so good.
And of course, you can reach Heather on the website or on Facebook. But yes, if somebody wants to email you, Heather, to set up a program or class, how do you get
contact? Absolutely. Yeah. They're just going to send me a little email at hwheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, at masonlibrary.org, or give us a call at 606-564-3286.
And of course, Heather Wheeler, programming coordinator at the Mason County Public Library. And Heather, you all keep bringing exciting things to the public library, and each month you keep growing and growing, and the classes keep getting bigger and bigger.
We are. It is definitely a team effort, and you can see that we all love what we do.
Today's City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville.